Chapter 3. A Planet. On the second day, I asked the little prince, "Where do you come from?" But he did not answer me. He always asked me lots and lots of questions, but he never answered my questions.
"What's that thing?"
he asked. "It isn't a thing. It's my plane," I said. "It flies in the sky, but it crashed yesterday."
"Did you fall out of the sky?"
he asked. "Yes, I did," I said.
"Oh, that's funny," he said. "That's very funny."
Then he laughed and laughed. And I was angry because I did not like his laugh. Then he said something strange.
"You came down from the sky too. Which planet are you from?"
I started to understand this strange boy. "I'm from this planet, Earth," I said. "Where do you come from?" He did not answer me. He wanted to talk about my plane and his sheep. But I knew something about him now. He came from a very small planet. Every day I learned a bit more about the little prince and his planet. I also learned about his journey to Earth. I do not want to forget anything, and I want you to learn about it too. I will tell you the story, and I will draw pictures. But you must remember something. I am not very good at drawing. But I will try hard. I will not draw a picture of my plane because that is too difficult. Here is my drawing of the little prince on his very small planet. On the third day, the little prince told me about his problem with trees. First, he asked me,
"Do sheep eat little trees?"
"Yes," I said. "Sheep eat most things."
"Good," he said. "My sheep will eat the baobabs."
I was very surprised. "Baobabs are very big trees," I said. "Your sheep couldn't eat a baobab. Lots and lots of elephants couldn't eat one baobab." The little prince laughed.
"That's funny," he said. "My planet is very small. Could the elephants stand on top of other elephants?"
He laughed and laughed, and I drew him a picture. Then he thought hard and he said,
"Baobabs are small trees. Then they grow up and they become big trees."
"Of course," I said. "But why do you want the sheep to eat the small baobabs?" He was surprised.
"Don't you understand?" he said. "My planet is very small, and there are lots and lots of small baobab trees. My sheep must eat them, because I can't have big trees on my very small planet. Big trees will hurt my planet, and people must look after their planets.
I understand, I said.
It's bad to have too many big trees on a small planet, he said. Draw me a beautiful picture of some very big baobab trees on a small planet, please. You can show it to people on Earth.
Yes, I said. Then people will understand. Baobabs are bad for planets. I worked very hard on my drawing, and here it is. On the fourth day, the little prince told me about the sunsets on his planet. That morning, he said to me,
I love sunsets. Let's go and see one.
But we can't, I said. We have to wait.
What do we have to wait for?
He asked. We have to wait until the end of the day, of course, I said. He looked very surprised. Then he started to laugh.
I'm stupid, he said. I'm on Earth, not at home.
I understood. On Earth, a big planet, we can see a sunset in one country, but we cannot see a second sunset in another country 1 minute after the first sunset. On the little prince's planet, a very small planet, he could sit in his chair and watch a sunset. Then he could move his chair and watch another sunset.
One day, he told me, I watched 43 sunsets.
He also said,
sunsets are very beautiful, and beautiful things are important. But sunsets are sad too.
You saw 43 beautiful sunsets, I said. Were you sad that day? But he did not answer me.